So what are you doing? Are you? I take it you're doing business on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies there, right? You visit congressmen and stuff like that.
Well, you know, we're trying to do the nation's business, Ken. We've got hundreds of engineering company owners and executives here talking about infrastructure this week, and you know, that's been a focal point, as you probably heard, with the White House, and with Congress, and, probably one of the few issues where both parties continue to demonstrate that they can actually work together and pass legislation. And, we've got a real opportunity this year, and so, you know, we're in town, our members are in town, to just really carry that message to lawmakers and try to get it done.
Steve, let me ask you this. If you say that this is something that the White House and Congress can both agree on, this is something that they can work on by in the great spirit of bipartisanship, and that this is the time where things can really get done, how come nothing's been done about it up until now?
Well, Congress has moved, and little things have been done about it. We've passed multi-year surface transportation bills in recent years. Late last year, actually before Election Day, Congress passed a big airports bill and a big water infrastructure bill. Didn't get a lot of attention, Ken. You know, those things seldom do, unfortunately, and, you know, outside of the engineering and construction industry and the, you know, the folks that really follow that stuff. But I think what everybody wants to do is go much bigger. You know, it's time to do a new surface transportation bill to replace the so-called FAST Act, which, is the current, law, and it expires next year. And I think everybody recognizes, certainly our members recognize, that, we've got to put more money into the Highway Trust Fund. We've got to put more money into the nation's roads. We've got to raise revenues. And politically, that's a heavy lift, but I have to say, to the credit of this White House and both parties, they haven't taken that option off the table. I think they're willing to talk about that and willing to consider raising revenues, new revenues, to put into to surface transportation, potentially airports. And there's a bunch of other initiatives pending. There's more water legislation that we strongly support. So, like I said, we've got a real opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. So what needs to be done? How are we going to get this done?
Well, the president and the Democratic leaders in Congress, Speaker Pelosi, Democratic leader Schumer in the Senate, met early last week. Apparently it was a pretty good meeting. They set out kind of an aspirational target of let's come together on a $2 trillion program. And they agreed to come back in a couple of weeks and talk more and try to fill in some details and try to come together on how we get that done. So that conversation and those kind of negotiations need to continue. The president really needs to lead on this. He's established this as one of the pillars of his agenda. You know, we got tax reform done. Healthcare was another issue. He hasn't gotten that done. He may put that off until the next Congress if he gets reelected next year. But infrastructure is the third piece, and that's really doable, because again, historically that's been very bipartisan. So he's gonna need to lead on this. He needs to tell, you know, Democrats in Congress and Republicans in Congress that he will sign legislation that raises revenues to dedicate it to infrastructure. At the same time, lawmakers in the House and the Senate need to get moving, and they're starting to do that. The House and the Senate are taking input from rank and file members of Congress on policy matters and things that they want to see in an infrastructure bill. And both the House and Senate committees that have jurisdiction over this, I think their goals are to produce legislation, get it out of committee this summer. And with the possibility of maybe a floor vote in the summer or early fall. So they're doing the mechanical steps necessary to develop the legislation and get it ready to move forward while the leaders at the top of the food chain, so to speak, figure out the big picture questions, namely how we pay for this. So that's happening as we speak. We want to encourage that to continue happening because, you know, it's a presidential election year next year. Our opportunity to get this done is really 2019 and maybe a little bit early into 2020. And then attention's going to start to get diverted elsewhere.
Steve, if this is going to be happening with an increase in the gas tax, the word tax is like the plague to most people anyway in the Republican side of Congress.
Yeah.
And how is this going to get sold to the people in an election year that, hey, we're raising your gas tax? Yeah, it'll go to helping your roads and your traffic situation, but it's still a tax. How do you sell that?
Well, that is the big question and the big part of this effort. The fact of the matter is, Ken, 30 states have already done this. Red states, blue states, they've already found a way to raise revenues, to raise their state gas taxes, to plow that money back into roads, and there's been no blowback from voters. I think if you're just honest and straightforward with folks, we're asking to raise revenues, not to go into the general fund to be spent wherever lawmakers, think it ought to be spent. This goes right into the Highway Trust Fund. This is dedicated solely to make the road safer, to improve efficiency, to grow the economy, to improve safety. We need I think most voters and most taxpayers understand this as a quality of life issue. This impacts them every day. Certainly impacts me. I mean, Washington, D.C., the metropolitan area here, one of the most congested areas in the country. And so everybody experiences delays in getting to work and getting back home, making it home in time for ball games and family time. I mean, it impacts us every day. The quality of water coming out of your spigot, it is a quality of life issue. And I think most voters understand that, and I think politicians need to stop being so afraid of this, talk about it honestly, talk about it in those terms, and make the commitment that if we're going to raise these revenues, it's going right into the infrastructure that these folks use and rely on every single day.
Okay, all right. I know I'm coming up on time here, but is this something that Joe and Jane Q Public can get involved in?
Absolutely.
What do they need to do?
Well, they need to start talking to their members of Congress. I think they need to let lawmakers know that this is a priority. And again, this is something that everybody experiences, whether it's congestion and delays, whether it's safety concerns, whether it's the conditions of the roads. I mean, my gosh, one of the roads I come into D.C. every day is rough. And granted, I drive a pickup truck, which is a good thing because it's like driving off-road, getting to work in the morning. So I think the public needs to let lawmakers know, let their members of Congress and senators know that this is a priority. And I think people want Congress to get stuff done, and this is the one thing they really can get done. Again, if there's a history of bipartisanship, Democrats, Republicans all agree infrastructure is important. The president has identified this as a priority. I mean, we've got a lot of planets lining up, Ken, and we've got a real opportunity here. And I think if the American public, if local folks weigh in, their lawmakers will listen.
Okay. So how do they do that? Where do they go?
Well, members of Congress are back home frequently during district work periods. They frequently hold town hall meetings. That's an opportunity to show up and talk about this issue, ask them what their plan is to improve local roads, local water systems, things of that nature. Certainly writing an email, emailing congressional offices through organizations like ours and others is a great way of connecting with lawmakers. These folks are just regular people. They're members of Congress. They're very important, but they're our neighbors. They get home as often as possible, and they're very receptive to what folks back home are saying. And so if their constituents are voicing this as a priority, they're going to listen.
Mm-hmm. There's also a website, fasterbettersafer.org, that I'm on right now, as a matter of fact. And
it's a great website.
Yeah, yeah. I just signed up for their emails, so
yep,
there
yep.
we go.
great information there and a lot of information that that folks can use to communicate with their lawmakers.
There we go. There we go. Steve Hall, I know I've got to let you go, but I thank you, and best to you in the Capitol, and thanks for a few minutes out here.
Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.